Welcome to Central Elementary's 2024 One School, One Book, Anissa's International Day. Chapter 1, A Package. The doorbell rang. Ding dong. I was painting the perfect sea turtle when the loud sound made me lose my focus. My elbow knocked over my jar of brownish green water. Oops. I dumped a few paper towels over the messy kitchen table and ran to the door. I got there just in time, a few seconds before my little sister, Zanira. Phew. A package sat on the top step with our names on it. I grabbed the box first, but Zanira nudged me with a bony elbow and read the label on the box. "It's from Nani," she said. I was annoyed that Zanira read the label first, but I couldn't stop smiling. I loved getting boxes from Nani in Pakistan. The box looked big, but when I shook it up and down, it felt surprisingly light. I tore open the box and saw my favourite colour looking right back at me, turquoise. It was a kurta. It had pink pom-poms on the sleeves and yellow tassels on the bottom. There was also a sparkly shalwar kameez and a golden blue silk garara that Nani had sent all the way from Karachi, Pakistan. I unfolded Nani's perfect square note. The kurtas are for Anissa and Zanira to wear every day. The sparkly shalwar kameezes are for Anissa and Zanira to wear to parties. And the gararas are extra special for Anissa and Zanira to wear to Sanahala's wedding. I wish I could be at all the parties, but I can't wait to see you at the wedding in a few months. Inshallah. Zanira squealed when I took the clothes out of the box, and she saw the very same clothes in her size, but in her favourite colours, pink and orange. I dropped the box and ran to my room to admire my new turquoise kurta. The kurta was as light as paper and felt soft like my favourite turtle pyjamas. The designs on the kurta reminded me of Mindy. I couldn't wait to copy them into my doodling notebook, where I always save my favourite patterns and designs. My doodling notebook helps me concentrate. What I like about Mandy is the patterns repeat over and over. Circles go from small to large, and big paisley petals and leaves intertwine with each other. I traced over Nani's loopy writing. Sometimes I save scraps of Nani's letters. I love her handwriting. Then I made my way to the kitchen, where Mum was frying garlic and onions. I could hear the sounds of mustard seeds popping. Dal simmered on the stove. My mum knows how to add just the right amount of spice without making it too spicy. "Look what Nani sent. Can I wear it to school tomorrow?" I twirled around, holding up my new kurta. Mum looked up and smiled. She wiped her hands on her apron. Her fingertips were golden from the turmeric she'd added to the dal. "Of course you can," Mum said. "It'll be a nice break from the jeans and t-shirts you always wear." Mum's eyes lingered on the table. Her fuzzy eyebrows went down when she saw the soggy paper towels. I'd forgotten to clean up the mess I'd made. "Sorry," I said, giving Mum my sweetest smile. "I'm an artist. Artists are creative, and that means they sometimes make a mess." I hoped she would understand this time. Usually I forget to throw away the pencil shavings from my coloured pencils, and I used to forget to cap my markers, but I don't do that anymore. I love to add colour to the Mindy patterns in my notebook. I find it soothing. "Artists can be clean too. In fact, in this house, it's required," Mum said as she gave me a cleaning rag and pointed at the mess with one golden finger. She didn't put her finger down until I'd cleaned up everything. As I balled up the soggy paper towels, I peeked over at my sea turtle. It was turquoise, like my new kurta. I decided to add some gold too.